Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question today, is America a communist regime today? Sidney Powell, the former attorney for President Donald J. Trump in the re-election campaign when the Dominion voting machines were found to be faulty and with Chinese influence in them, Sidney Powell took a lead role. Here's an article, Sidney Powell, : America is now a communist regime. They're feeding lies to the American people every single day, subtitle. One of the lawyers who fought with that a lot of success to have evidence of fraud in the 2020 presidential election reviewed by the courts in the American in America has delivered a harsh verdict on the state of the nation under President Joe Biden. Sidney Powell, former federal prosecutor, argued various state election systems mishandled mailed ballots, absentee ballots, and even suggested fraudulent ballots with the huge dump of votes, all for Biden, sometimes appearing in the dark of the night hours. She was interviewed with the talk of Pittsburgh radio, the Rose Unplugged show. The quote, "The world is absolutely upside down. This country is upside down." She charged that they're feeding lies to the American people every single day. Just the fact that they're saying that Biden is the president is the biggest lie of all, and it still does not resolve the election issue. Sidney Powell said, quote, "We're living under a communist totalitarian regime. If the voting machine companies had nothing to hide, why wouldn't there be anything done about the machine?" She charged, "There are millions of fraudulent votes for Biden in the 2020 election. There's more than enough evidence in the public now to more than reverse the election in the 5 states of the battleground states," as she called it. She said, "There's no reasonable explanation for the courts not to have reviewed this evidence. Going on right now in Arizona is a full audit of the 2.1 million ballots from Maricopa County. Results are expected in a couple of weeks, but Democrats repeatedly have gone to court to try to have the results suppressed." Ladies and gentlemen, she's exactly on target. There have been about 20 or 30 suits just in Maricopa County and other state issues, the battleground states, trying to suppress the audit of the votes and the confirmation of the ballots. The same law firms, by the way, out of the Cooey Law Firm out of D.C., that same law firm has been networking across America with all the battleground states trying to prevent the recount, trying to prevent the vote machines audit and the analysis of it. I believe we have Jim on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Orr, good afternoon.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Delighted to have you with us today.
Thank you for taking my call. I believe that there is a form of soft tyranny going on right now. I believe that there has been a politicization of a lot of three-lettered federal agencies there, and that they are using them against the people to suppress information and to try to dictate their terms upon the American public. I personally have no faith in the FBI, NSA, DOJ, or the CIA. I believe that those institutions are not here for the good of the American people anymore.
I second your position on that, and I give you a thumbs up, and you're right on target with what you're saying. I have no faith and confidence for any of those organizations. I believe that they're antithetical to anything that's called the Constitution of the United States of America today and our free republic that we have, the constitutional republic that we have that God has so blessed us with for 245 years. I believe that they're antithetical to that. I believe the whole game and approach is to undermine, to tear down and destroy. And I believe that all the time that President Trump was in office, unknown to the general public, that was a major, major threat to their organizational structure because he was revealing and peeling the onion, as it is called, showing that they were absolutely socialist, Marxist, Maoist, Leninist, communist, if you will, that's out to overthrow and tear down and destroy the American Constitutional Republic. And even today, if I can add this little footnote to what you've just said to validate what you're saying, even today in the Biden administration, he's using the CIA, the FBI, he's using Google, Facebook, and all of the social media as a organizational structure to spy on the American people, to undermine and tear down and destroy anything that's called a constitutional freedom that we have, to destroy our faith, our freedom, and our families, and the future of America.
Doctor, may I bring up one other point?
Yes, sir.
You just mentioned something that really just shocked my, caught my attention there. Facebook, you probably know that has said that they're going to still enforce the block against Donald J. Trump from being on there. This is the same organization that's currently fighting in a court battle right now, saying that they don't have any responsibility for a fully grown man luring a 14-year-old girl into a trap. I believe that you are absolutely correct that those social media companies are not for the good of the American people as well.
Well, a good illustration of that, Jim, is in the state of Georgia alone, Zuckerberg invested, if I can call it that term, $350 million to buy the votes in the state of Georgia to put two senators in, one of which uses the term reverend, and he's an absolute lost lunatic. He's an absolute joke. He's a Marxist, and the other is no better. And here's Stacey Abrams that says she's the real governor of the state of Georgia. And yet we understand that all of that was bought and paid for with Zuckerberg Facebook money. In fact, between the five battleground states, there were several hundreds of millions of dollars that was distributed to do exactly what was done with the buying of those that were in charge of the voting process, the voting machines, and the oversight of that, that gave us the election of Joe Biden. So that's the reason Sidney Powell is saying today that we're living in a communist regime. It's simply because we've allowed this to take place. We've done nothing about it. And it's simply because those that are minding the ship, i.e. the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all of those agencies that are supposed to be watching over and protecting us, they are in the tank for the Biden administration and for the overthrow of the American system. So you're exactly right, brother. So the question is, what can we do? We need to, as Christians and conservatives and patriots, keep on looking up, standing up, speaking up, being vigilant, being victorious, being heard without being silenced as they're attempting to do today. This is the reason, by the way, if I can touch on this, this is the reason we need to say no mask, no vax. We need to take a stand for our liberties and say we're not going to be sequestered anymore. And I'm thankful for our governor.
That's not a vaccine, sir.
Pardon?
That's not a vaccine, Dr. Youngblood. That's gene therapy.
That's the
biggest falsehood they've thrown over the American public. It's literally gene therapy. They're being pawned off as a vaccine.
Absolutely. You're exactly right. It's going to change, modify the future of this present and the future generations that we never dreamed possible because so many people have bowed to it and submitted to it. But, Jim, thank you so much for your input, for your call.
Thank you,
brother,
sir.
Keep on looking up as we lift up our eyes because our redemption is drawing nigh. Thank you, and God bless you today. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Hey, Pastor, this is Bob. It was just announced that Netanyahu is going to give up trying to form a government, and his opponent is going to try to strip Netanyahu of his immunity against the cases that are coming against him. It looks like the New World Order has gotten rid of Trump, which is what you're talking about, which, you know, the communism that's taking place without Trump being there. And it looks like they've successfully gotten rid of Netanyahu. So I don't see anything stopping them. Do you?
I don't see anything that will stop them other than the hand of God. And this is the reason for this broadcast today, is to challenge our listeners to look up, lift up our heads, the realization our redemption draweth nigh. But you're exactly right. I'm looking at an article that says, are we watching the full import of the Great Reset come into view? It is frightening and dystopian future. The New World Order is bringing it to us. And this writer says, are you starting to see what I'm talking about? They're not all different ends of the agenda. They're the same agenda, and all of the items are the same. Everything you've been watching happening over the last 13 months are different arms of the same beast. And the beast, who is on his way right now, who will be the crown jewel of the ungodly crown of evil, COVID, lockdowns, vaccines, vaccination passports, and everything else are the tools by which the New World Order is being fashioned, and it's on the fast track, end quote. And that's exactly what you said and exactly what we're seeing. I'm saddened to see that take place in Israel, because the new leader that will come into vogue will be in the hands of the socialist Marxists of that era. They will be in the hands of the tools of the regime in Washington with Joe Biden. Joe Biden has already started disengaging with Israel, started funding by the hundreds of millions of dollars to the Islamic jihadists who want to tear down and destroy all of Israel. And I believe in the next few weeks, and I'm not a prophet, or the son of a prophet, as Amos says in the little book of Amos, but I believe in the next few weeks, we're going to find major ring up of the head of Iran with missiles and Scud missiles toward Israel. And we will watch as the Biden administration sits in silence and does nothing but speak bold words, but with nothing to carry out those words in fact, because we understand that Biden is not for Israel. And that will be the declension of America on a rapid pace, because God has already said the nation that blesses Jerusalem will be blessed of God, and the nation that does not will be cursed of God. And I believe we're going to watch that fast-tracking in the days before us. It's the eschatological truth of the Word of God. If these things do not come about, I understand that God's going to have to go back and rewrite His Bible. And I don't believe He's going to do that. I believe God said it, that settles it, and we're watching those final days of the last days come about in our globe and around the world, and especially as we see here in America. But Bob, thank you so much for your call and for your input. You're exactly on target.
Amen.
Brother Dan, with what we have said and what we're seeing rapid fire taking place, what are some of the suggestions that you have in relationship to America getting back to God, realizing that we need a revival, and trying our best from the human standpoint with the help of Almighty God to get back on track with what God would have us to do to preserve America?
Well, once again, I'm going to refer back to the Patriot's Bible and the seven principles. Number one, again, was the dignity of human life. Number two, the traditional monogamous family. That's father, mother, children, and the purpose of that family.
Yes, and do you realize, and I'm sure you do, Dan, that the Marxist agenda is to destroy the nuclear family. The Marxist agenda is to dethrone God. The Marxist agenda is to divide the populace. And that's what they're doing today.
Yes. And principle three, a national work ethic. I think we see very clearly how that's been destroyed.
Yes.
Principle four, the right to a God-centered education. There is no doubt that our educational system was structured with the Bible as a source of educating.
Yes.
And we see what the results are when we realize that American colleges, the oldest universities such as Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Dartmouth, were founded by Christian preachers and churches. Harvard University, founded in 1636, adopted rules and precepts which stated, "Let every student be plainly instructed and earnestly pressed to consider well, the main end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus Christ, which is eternal life." Harvard original seal has upon it these words, "Truth for Christ and the Church."
Yes.
And then what's Harvard put out today? What kind of students?
Anything but that.
Everything.
In fact, Dan, what we're finding today, they're teaching the 1619 Project, which defies anything that's called the founding documents and the founding dates of America. We're watching them put out the garbage that says that there are multiple sexes and not just male and female that's being taught in our schools. We're watching our schools today with the critical race theory teaching that somehow, some way, if you're white, you're white supremacist. And even in some of the classrooms in California and otherwise, they're teaching that if it's a white child as young as 3 months old, that child needs to be taught immediately that he's a white supremacist. They're teaching that 2 plus 2 can be anything but 4, because if you say that it must be an absolute number, 2 plus 2, then that's racist, because that's saying you expect a person with a brown or black skin that they cannot add and get 2 plus 2. So we've destroyed our academic system in America, and the higher education, the colleges and universities today, are being totally controlled by the socialist, Maoist, Marxist, communist agenda. And as a result of that, we're watching our kids get out of school with a credential in the pocket that hate God, hate the church, hate the family, hate anything that's called Americanism today. I believe we have Chandler on the line. Go over to the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me. I just had a question. It's a little off topic, but I just thought of it and didn't want to go without asking you. So what have you ever heard the theory that the Whore of Babylon is the Catholic Church, and what are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's a long subject, and I'll put it in a capsule. When you look at Revelation chapter 17, you see the Babylonish system, the one that's called the Great Whore of Revelation 17. They're domiciled out of the city on seven hills, and that's nothing more, nothing less than Rome. And do I believe that it's just the Catholic Church? No. I believe it's the amalgamation of all of the residuum of the churches and denominations across the land and around the world after the rapture of the church. Many, if not most, of the churches will keep on having services every Sunday, not realizing that Christ is not in it, because it's the absolute apostate church today. But it will be an amalgamation. And I've taught on this, preached on this, in preaching Revelation 17. I believe it's an amalgamation of the two major religions, that is Roman Catholicism and Islam. And today, this moment, as I speak, the Pope is traveling the globe, a globetrotter, trying to knit together a wedding between Roman Catholicism and Islam. And I believe that will be the ultimate goal when you see in Revelation 17 where it's a mega, mega, mega ostentatiously high-priced, valuable facilities and building, and the leadership under the domination of the Roman Catholic Church out of Rome. But it will be the amalgamation of all of the residuum of the residue of the churches that's left after the rapture of the church takes place. So you're partially right, but it's correct to look at it in the broader sense, because it's not just Roman Catholicism. But when you look at what the Pope has said, I believe he fits the criteria, by the way, and I'm not saying that he is the one, but he fits the criteria of the false prophet of Revelation chapter 13. He fits that criteria completely. He's the one that says if you're homosexual, if you're a sodomite, don't worry about it. God created it that way. It's not sin. He's the one that said that hell does not exist. He's the one that said God's prayer, the Lord's prayer, needs to be rewritten because it doesn't meet modern criteria. He's the one that said the Bible is out of date and needs to be rewritten. The Pope is the one that said that hell is not real. The Pope is the one that said Jesus Christ is not divine. He's not God at all. And I could go on and on and on. And he is on the scene today as a pure, absolute, unadulterated communist traveling the globe, knitting together the residuum of the mainline denominations, in particular, Islam.
So is the seven-horned beast the United Nations?
The seven-horned beast, the seven horns, you see, is the seven nations. You're looking at, when you talk about that, you're looking at Daniel chapter 7, Daniel chapter 8. And you look at the seven hills. The seven hills is different from the seven horns. No, the United Nations is found, if you look at Revelation chapter 18, the global financial system, which is hand-in-hand with the global religious system. But that's a wonderful topic. We'll cover that in the future for your edification and for others to get everybody on track with what is theological, eschatological chronology. But, brother, thank you so much for your call and for your input today. Keep looking up. Brother Dan, what is the answer to what we're talking about? Just share with us, share with our listeners, from your perspective, what is the biblical answer for the delusion, the dilemma, and the deterioration of what we see in our great nation today?
I think the greatest awakening I've ever received is when I realized the power of prayer.
Yes.
When I went to God and asked for eyes to see, ears to hear, a mind to discern, and a voice for him to speak through. And that's why I'm here today.
Amen.
I do know that the Lord God governs in the lives of men and women
yes.
throughout the world. And in Principle 5, the Abrahamic Covenant, it's basically righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is reproach to people. We have lost our righteousness.
Yes.
And I don't know if we realize that it's gone. We falsely look at ourselves and think that we're doing fine. But we're at a threshold of losing everything. And the worst part about it, the most senior and capable Americans who have the wealth to fight back think that their children and grandchildren won't be affected. Mm-hmm. But the amazing part is that that false belief that they're untouchable, that's who Biden and his administration are seeking to get the money for to pay for all of these giveaway programs.
Yes.
And Principle 6, common decency. Do we have common decency today in this country? I don't see it. Mm-hmm. I don't hear it. Mm-hmm. I can't find it.
In fact, the opposite is being promulgated out of Washington.
Yes. And Principle 7, this is a scary one. This is the one that affects my thoughts and touches my heart. Our personal accountability to God. Daniel Webster was asked, what is the most sobering thought that ever entered your mind? He quickly responded, my personal accountability to God.
Amen.
We are all accountable. Whether you're a believer or not, you're going to face that day.
That's right.
Where you will be judged. Mm-hmm. No greater fear is there or should there be than to hear the words, leave, I don't know you.
That's right.
No greater joy than to hear the words, well done.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm all about. Mm-hmm. I want to be found serving.
Amen.
In a manner that can be held accountable and makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And like I said prior to the program, if I was a wealthy man, I would fund everything you would like to have accomplished in your life. And I would want to be a part of it as well.
Amen.
And I'm looking at another page in this Patriot's Bible. It's the title, A Call to Action. During some of the darkest days of the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln reminded his fellow Americans that we have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. To be born in a land of freedom, to live in a nation founded as one nation under God by those who serve the one true God of the Bible is both a tremendous privilege and a great responsibility. I think that covers it all. Responsibility to whom and to do what? Participate is one of the paragraphs, and it says, participating within the process for change is the ultimate key to its success. It is futile to gripe and complain about what one considers wrong or unjust in our land and not participate in the process of changing it for the better. The scriptures are clear on this matter. To him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. So to the listening audience, you're hearing the truth. What are you doing with it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling your family, your neighbors, your coworkers, your friends about this program, for instance? And if not, why not? How in the world can you beat the power of suppression than what Twitter and Facebook and Zuckerberg and all the rest have done to this country? How can you stand idly by and watch your president be censored to a point of bringing this nation to a total collapse? How can you sit there and not feel the pain that your children and grandchildren are going to suffer if you do not rise up? Used to have a line that wasn't crossed. Mm-hmm. It went from coast to coast and border to border. And it was called the church.
That's right.
How many are closed? How many will never open? Mm-hmm. How many bowed down to evil?
That's right.
And did not let the word of God be spoken every Sunday morning? That is the greatest loss this nation will ever know. And that'll be the seed that brings us down.
It was the thing, Brother Dan, that brings consternation to my mind every time I think on it. It's how easy it was for the federal government to say, lock your business down, close your churches, and the churches submit to it and surrender our God-given constitutional rights to keep our church doors open. And if a church is closed, we've lost the salt and light.
I think the government knew. I think they researched. I think they investigated the weaknesses of the church. I think they saw the corruption within the feel-good denominations and the lack of the true word of God being preached on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they used that knowledge to shut us down.
And you spoke that, and here's an article. Another sign, Western greatness is waning. We live in an age of remarkable Western stagnation. Respect for individual values such as honesty, trustworthiness, and self-restraint have been killed by the Marxist rebellion against historical morality. Greed and selfishness are now the forefront values. It may be argued that the deterioration of traditional ethical values is precisely the element that contributes to the economic decline that marks the end of the Western greatness, end quote. And it's the ethical moral decline that's bringing about the decline in our nation.
And only God can stop it.
Absolutely. And it behooves every Christian, every conservative, especially Christians, to look up, lift up our heads, realizing our redemption draweth nigh. There'll come a day, Dan, very, very soon, that we won't have this freedom that we have today to speak freely as we do, because our liberties and our rights and our freedoms are being deteriorated in this administration.
It'll be called the Great Roundup.
The Great Roundup.
Of the righteous.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issue.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also, tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.